Welcome to the Tilted Vortex Podcast, a discussion of board games, video games, new technologies, TV shows, movies, and anything else a geek would be interested in.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 6, the beginning of our Summer 2017 movie previews. This is Steve.
This is Rob.
And we're going to kick it off by covering April and May 2017, the start of the summer 2017 movie
time period, I guess what you would call it, yeah?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, essentially the summer movie period is from April to, like, September, so it's really half the year.
Yep.
So the first movie that technically starts in March, but we'll call it April, is The Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, this is a Scarlett Johansson. She's a assassin machine with human consciousness. It's based on an anime movie. So it's, I don't know, I've been hearing mixed reviews on it as we're recording here. But kind of that sci-fi Scarlett Johansson rocks around type thing. If you're into that, you know, check it out.
Yeah, and then coming up also in April, well, one of the things we have to be careful of is, like, these dates, especially in the later months, are probably going to shift around a little bit.
Yeah.
So we won't say the actual weeks that they're coming out, because there probably will some of them shift, but we'll say the months that they're currently planned for.
Yes.
So for April, another release that's planned is The Fate of the Furious.
Oh, I know you're excited about this one, Steve.
The latest, I think this is number 8, is it?
Yes.
8 Fate is the latest in the Fast and the Furious franchise. Everyone's back that's still alive. It's got Vin Diesel, and this time he's betraying everyone else, right?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, he walks off with Charlize Theron and goes to her, even though apparently he now has thought he was dead. The girlfriend he had basically thought she was dead. She comes back finally, comes over to his side, and now he betrays her and leaves her for Charlize Theron. I don't know what the heck's going on. They're trying to figure out all sorts of plots to keep this thing going, because it keeps making money. So, The Rock's back. That's probably the best part. Sure. If you're into it, watch it.
Exactly. Yeah. The next movie is something that is a little different. It's more of an artsy movie. It's called The Lost City of Z.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this one, Steve.
This one's a true life drama. It's about this explorer guy in the 1920s, and he spends his life looking for a mysterious city lost in the Amazon jungle. It stars Charlie Hunnam, the guy, main character from the Sons of the Anarchy series.
Oh, okay.
It looks like it's going to be a very picturesque movie. It might get up some Oscars and stuff like that.
Does he find the city?
Well, that's to be determined. I don't think it was really said in the trailers, but basically it's based on a true story and he never is returned, so there's probably some speculation in the movie as well.
Okay.
So that's that. Another movie they started advertising already is the movie The Circle.
Yeah, this one looks interesting. It's got Tom Hanks in it, good actor, Emma Watson, from, Harry Potter days, basically, there's this company, she goes to work for it, they kind of get all up in your business, they ask questions about your family, what's going on with this, they just know things, so this kind of this big brother kind of feeling from it. So it's kind of going to play on those feelings of, hey, what are the benefits of that, and what are the disadvantages of that, and kind of like play on that kind of, I guess 1984 type feel, right? You know, that, like, when's too much observation? Like, what are the advantages of it, but what are the disadvantages? So
it's got to look at, you know, take in probably some of the social media aspects of everything and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that kind of gets the ball rolling into the summer kickoff. And so May really picks up. The first of being, we'll talk about, is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, I don't know.
This is probably the movie of the summer.
Yeah, I would say one of the movies. It's the one I'm more excited about, because I loved the first Guardians. I kind of liked how it didn't take itself too seriously, yet it was, you know, kind of had the whole Marvel thing. And here's my interesting piece of this. I'm kind of wondering where they're going to take that whole, like, it's in all these random places in the galaxy that exist in the Marvel world, right? but how they're going to make it so that they can get the Guardians to Earth for the Avengers, which is coming up next year, where the Guardians are in it. Like, right. You know, if they're way out there in no man's land and all of a sudden they're in the Avengers, like, with a from some type of cameo, that's not good enough. There's got to be that tie-in. So I'm wondering where that tie-in's going to be. Do you know what I mean? What gets them back to Earth? Why do they care about Earth? You know?
So yeah, there's supposed to be a lot of new characters introduced in this one.
Yeah.
That are from the comics, so it should be interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to have a lot of one-liners. It'll be funny. It obviously stars Chris Pratt, Vin Diesel. Sylvester Stallone's supposed to play a character.
Really? Okay.
Although it hasn't said which character he's going to play yet, but that should be interesting.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where they take the series. The soundtrack, you know, is going to be good, so.
Absolutely. And it won't, I'm sure it won't disappoint, and I'm sure most people listening to this will go see it.
Yes, absolutely.
So, that's in May. The first, first movies we're talking about in May. So another movie that's coming out in May that I think looks good is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Sorry, Legend of the Sword.
Yeah, I think he takes the sword out of the stone in the movie too. This is the Guy Ritchie version of King of the Arthur. Everything's gonna be over the top. It looks like kind of almost like 300-ish type battles. You know what I mean?
Yep. This I also stars Charlie Hunnam. So
okay.
Just as a tie-in there.
So he gets out of the. I don't know how
gets
I
out of the rainforest and back to England.
Fighting stuff. I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, we've been told King Arthur how many times? You know, like, is there anything new in the story, or is it just kind of how it's presented? I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent on it. It could be a nice action film for a weekend, and it could be like, you know, talking about Gwendolyn for 90 minutes, you know what I mean? So I don't know how it's going to feel.
The stuff I've seen in the trailers makes it look a little darker than some of the earlier versions of King Arthur that I've seen. Yeah. Like, it's not going to probably be, like, all nicey-nice and Robin Hood-y-ish. It's going to be probably more darker, more violent kind of stuff.
Yep. So that's King Arthur, Legend of Sword. After that, you know, we got Alien Covenant, which is yet another Alien movie. This is the sequel to Prometheus, Steve. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Yeah, so the Prometheus was the prequel to the whole Aliens series that probably most of the people are familiar with.
Yeah, it shows how the aliens were created, or why they were created, or supposed to be some of that. I guess this is kind of like the tail end, you know, after that. I don't know. Did they reboot the series, or are they still honoring all the old...
this is basically all the backstory that leads up to this stuff, so...
Yeah. So we'll see. It's got, some of the characters from the first one. James Franco is supposed to be in it, so it could be good. It could be, if you're into the alien stuff, it could be good. Apparently this one's supposed to be darker and even more violent, so we'll see how that goes.
And, I think I might see it. Switching gears a little bit, another serious movie, Baywatch.
Why?
This stars The Rock and Zac Efron.
Oh, jeez. That's a great combination.
Two thespians. The actual plot is, quote-unquote, this. Devoted lifeguard Mitch Buchanan butts heads with the brash new recruit. Together, they uncover a local criminal plot that threatens the future of the Bay.
Oh, that's fantastic. That movie, the plot just, like... hold on, let me pre-order tickets right now while we're talking.
I think it's a good DVD red box rental.
Yeah.
For $1.50.
Yep.
Not even getting it in Blu-ray, but an actual DVD format.
Yeah.
And it'll provide a good hour 45 minutes worth of entertaining.
Yeah. I'll wait till it comes on Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Oh, you won't even go to Redbox.
Nope. For it. Next, please. Here we go. Pirates of the Caribbean. Dode Men Tell No Tales.
I think that's supposed to be Dead Men, but
that's Dode Men.
It might be more accurate. So this is
four was the first one without like Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley and that whole gang, because that story that trifecta wrapped up. And then four, they added this new people, and then now five, they're bringing Orlando Bloom back and some of the other people back. Apparently this is supposed to be the last one. We shall see.
One way or another, it'll probably be the last one.
Yeah, I know that. I they're stretching this universe out thin. So we'll see. If you like Pirates, I'm sure people will go see it because it's a Disney Pirates movie. But I don't know. The undead are back. They're trying to kill Jack Sparrow, but Orlando Bloom is back. Who knows how much he's in the film. They've been kind of keeping it hush-hush. So we'll see. That's Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah, and that kind of wraps up April and May for the ones we wanted to highlight. Go check out the ones that sound interesting to you. That kind of wraps up part one of our series of the movie preview. Be sure to check out the other parts that we're going to release shortly after this. So thanks for listening.
Yep.
I'm Steve.
I'm Rob.
See you at the movies.
Thank you for listening to the Tilted Vortex podcast. You can find more great information at tiltedvortex.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/tiltedvortex and on Twitter, follow us at Tilted Vortex. We hope you join us next time on the Tilted Vortex podcast. Our theme music provided by podcastthemes.com.